How can sin be a burden that weighs us down? How can Jesus relieve us of that burden? Hey guys, Andrew here, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. We've got an allegory today, an allegory about forgiving sins. It's called The Throne of God, and it was written by Melissa Yeagle. Kaylee walked down a long, dark hall that seemed to be going uphill, carrying a load so heavy it made her back ache. She was out of breath and thinking about giving up when she finally reached the end of the hall. There, she found a room bathed in warm, bright light. It was almost like someone took the sun and stuffed it in a room. She looked at the far end of the room and saw the source of the light. The source was so bright, she could not even look directly at it. But with squinted eyes, she could make out a giant throne there. She felt tiny and unimportant in the room. "Welcome, Kaylee. I've been waiting for you," a voice boomed from the throne. You know my name?" Kaylee asked shyly. "Of course I do. I also know you were born on March 19th, 2005, and you have 104,506 hairs on your head," the voice answered. Kaylee suddenly felt very uncomfortable. If he knew all that, he surely knew all the things she had done wrong. "Yes, Kaylee, I know what you're thinking, and I know you've done wrong. I also know you've asked forgiveness. I love you so much, and I forgive you of your sins," the voice declared. When she heard that, the heavy load Kaylee had been carrying on her back suddenly disappeared, and tears of joy streamed down her face. Let's talk about this. How can sin be a burden that weighs us down? How can Jesus relieve us of that burden? How does Jesus' life, death, and resurrection make it possible for us to be forgiven? The throne of God seems intimidating, but through Jesus, we can approach it boldly. What do you need to bring before the throne of God in prayer today? As we read in 1 John 1 verse 9, "If we confess our sins, He, Jesus, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Now, I'd encourage you to read Psalm 32 verses 1 through 7, as well as Hebrews chapter 4 verses 14 through 16 to help keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a service of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you seen the cover art of the print version of Unlocked? You can also see it in our app. Did you know that we have posters of that cover art? Check out shop.keysforkids.org and you can order them right there. Until next time, I'm Andrew, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.